Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey! Music you're hearing? That is the wonderful Tony Salvatore. How great is he, huh? You might know the group Betty. Very terrific. Ladies group. And speaking of ladies group, oh boy. Today we've got quite the treat. Oh yeah, baby. It's terrific. I love seeing these girls. I've seen them play in lightning thunderstorms all over, everywhere from outdoor. They play. If they're there to play, they're there to play. And they play well. You may know them as the Catholic Girls, and that's Gail Peterson, lead vocalist, rhythm guitar, Roxy Anderson, and lead guitar, backing vocals, and Doreen Holmes, drums, percussions. They are terrific. It's a powerful rock with a wave punk influence, strong melodies, pounding guitars, a driving beat, and great vocals. And the Catholic Girls began when schoolgirls Gail Peterson, and Roxy Anderson put their guitars together to form the first-time female band from New Jersey that will be signed to a major label. Isn't that wonderful? I don't want to give away too much, but they are just terrific, and they've got a new CD out called The Catholic Girls Exposed. What's not to like about that title? I think I have them on the line. Before I get in, I want to bring them in with a little inspirational comedy music. Here we go. And this is for Catholic girls, our secret guest today.
Oh,
on the line.
Tara, how are you today?
Is this Gail?
This is Roxy.
Roxy. Okay, Gail, are you there? Let me see. Let me open this other mic. I've got like a 928 number. And I don't. That's Arizona. I don't know who would be calling from there. Okay, Gail, are you there?
I'm over here.
Oh, there you are. Lower, Gail.
There I am.
Lower. Okay, now I know
you're
fine.
Okay, you got two
Hi, Gail.
One.
I got confused because somebody from Arizona is calling. And
excellent.
Well, it could be a fan because we did post it. So.
Oh, well, that's always good. So we played the first song, so we'll let the fan talk in a minute. But now we've got, I love the name Roxy, by the way. Roxy, I want to pronounce your name with a Scandinavian. You guys are like Scandinavian. Roxy Andersen. And Gail Peterson.
Peterson.
Wow, I like
Peterson.
That.
So very skinny. So tell us the history. Catholic Girls, this is terrific. Your new CD's out at last. Been waiting. This is terrific.
I know,
so,
at long last it is
so
here
you two,
and
you
it's
two
exposed.
Met, you two met in high school?
In high school, yes, we did.
And what made you decide to, were you in Catholic school by any chance?
Yeah, oh yeah, 12 years of Catholic school, 12 hard years of Catholic school.
And you decided to form this band, and you've been, I don't want to say you've been around, like it's a bad thing, but you've been, had a long run, a good run, and now it's great, you've got this new CD out. This is terrific.
I know.
I don't think a lot of fans know, but we've been around, like, since the CBGB's days and Max's Kansas City.
Oh, I remember,
we played
right.
the famous venues.
You played all the famous venues.
And
I even announced that I saw you play in a lightning storm once.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes.
And we opened for quite a...
Name some of the bands you've opened for.
We've opened for a lot of well-known people. We opened at the time, way back when, we opened for The Clash, which was rough. We opened for the Ramones. We opened for the Kinks, Tom Petty, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Well, there was no Vandellas, just Martha Reeves. And who else rocks?
Let's see, Jezebel. Let's see, Dave.
Oh, Gene loves Jezebel, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Gene loves Jezebel.
And
Green and Jay Hawkins. Let me think, R.E.M.
And tons of festivals as well.
Oh, yeah. Many festivals.
Yeah, we played Mama Palooza. That was one of our favorites.
And in Hollywood as well. You were in Hollywood. And
At the IPL.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
and
I can't believe it. The East Street Band. That's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrific. I love little Stevie there. That is just when
oh,
I got out
great.
There, pulled me back in. He's directing now, too, isn't he?
I think he is. He's a real sweetheart.
And it's so great that the Catholic Girls, you've maintained and you've kept it going and still friends. And when did Doreen Holmes come in?
She came in a little bit later after we had started the band. We started with another girl, Marilyn, but when we got the record contract, Marilyn didn't really want to do it. She didn't want to go that far, and she didn't want to go on tour and everything. So we had to look for a new drummer. So we put an ad in, and that's how we found Doreen.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are fantastic. You play with such enthusiasm and spark. It's a lot of fun to watch it because you don't just play. You can tell your hearts are in it. You're not just like some guys get up there, we're just playing, listen to us. You're like, let's have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Gail and I, we come from the school of entertaining. Like, we just don't want to be a musician only. We are musicians, but we come from the school of, like, entertain the people that come to see us because we want them to have a good time.
That's right.
And that's what's so great. And is this your second or third CD?
Let's see, we had the original Catholic Girls, you know, record back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
we had Make Me Believe, then we had a single, then we had Meet the Catholic Girls, and then we had this, The Catholic Girls Exposed.
Okay, uh-huh. So this is great. And are you taking this around? Is this going to be a show as well? Or?
Well, yeah, it will be.
Yes, yep. Mm-hmm. We're working on it now.
Yeah, that would be great.
We're
promoting the CD, and that will lead to live performances.
Where can people get the CD?
They can get it on, you know, your usual places like Amazon, and they can also get it at CD Baby. They can also get it at our website, which is www.thecatholicgirls.net. And if you want just the MP3s, you can get it from iTunes.
That's terrific. That is just great. And Celebrity Guy, what was the backstory on that?
Well, we can't tell who the real Celebrity Guy is.
Okay.
But, but, you know, it's one of these really, really cute, handsome guys that I have a crush on.
All right. Okay. All right. So it's going to be a secret then. It's going to
That's
be
right.
a secret.
It's a
and
secret
where's Miss Holmes today? She's out and about?
Yes, she's out and about. She's out carrying on someplace.
Carrying on someplace. Now, and this is great. So since the 80s, CBGBs, when music was fun and not so mutated and generic.
Oh, yeah.
As
yeah,
exactly.
It was a real music scene back then.
Yeah, it was a great time period. There was so much happening at that time.
Well, it was great because... I think it was a time when people, and this was before, I guess, grunge and the Seattle, you know, garage band phase. And it was basically, you would go to a show not knowing what was going to happen at the show.
That's right.
You did not know.
There was a lot of excitement. There was a lot of new stuff. All kinds of things were going on. It was a very exciting time to play.
Oh, what was your favorite venue, would you say? Catholic Girls?
I think the Ritz.
Yeah,
really?
I was just going to say that, too. It was so exciting to be there.
The Ritz. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's that's a big space, too. So.
Yeah, because they had a great stage. Mm-hmm. They had a great sound system and great lighting.
Yeah.
So are you on tour currently?
Not yet. We're getting ourselves together to do some dates soon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, okay. Well, speaking of dates, here's a song that I... have on that is downloaded. What is it? Why is it doing that? That's weird. Let me get this down. Hold on. It just wanted to advertise itself. Let's hear about, how about sleep? We're going to play that for you now.
That sounds good.
Have a cup of coffee.
Okay.
nice. And what's behind that sleep?
Oh, that's all about sex.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. When you can't, when
boy,
you actually,
I'm so Catholic, I don't read anything in anything.
When you can't get the guy you want, and you can't get any sleep, you just have driven to
right.
insomnia.
Okay.
Yeah, you're driven to that. So
yeah.
All right. Well, let's see who our Arizona guest is, if they'll talk this time. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Arizona.
Oh,
I'm going to see who's on there. Hello. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, there we go. Arizona, who's calling, please?
This is Rick calling from Arizona.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Hi. Very well. Big super fan shout out to Gail and Roxy there. I'm one of
That's
the
right.
one of the super fans there from your from the back of the CD.
That's right. Rick, it's Rick Prince, our super fan.
Thank you
super fan
at
the back
calling
of-
in.
Hey, Rick, what do you like about them? What is your thing? If you say if you had to tell somebody, here's why you should listen to them, what would you say?
Well, it's just all around good music. It's not synthesized or fake or contrived. It's just straight up honest, straight ahead rock and roll.
Straight ahead rock and roll. And how do you Rick, are you going to get the Catholic girls exposed for your friends?
I've actually recommended it to a lot of friends. I've given a couple copies away, but I'm keeping mine.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, for calling in there. Is there anything you'd like to add or ask them?
Oh, well, I'm just curious as to what it would take to get them to come to my house to play my birthday party.
When's your birthday?
It's in May. It's May 20th.
Well, start the fundraiser now.
We'll have
exactly.
a Kickstarter program to get the
Rick's birthday. Yeah, Rick, have a fundraiser over there, and then if you have the traveling money for us, we'll come over.
That's
all right.
There you go. A Kickstarter, the Catholic Girl Exposed Tour.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
Thank you, Rick, so much for calling in, and keep talking about them.
I'll do that. And thank you, Roxy and Gail, and also to Doreen for being a big part of my life soundtrack. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
We appreciate it.
How sweet is that? That's a nice guy.
That's very sweet.
He was on, and then I tried to get him to talk before, and he wasn't coming on. So I was like, oh, no, he's not coming on.
we definitely have such nice fans, I have to say.
And that's great. Now, I love the CD cover of The Catholic Girls Exposed. It's kind of a noir thing going on there.
Right. It's sort of like a film noir detective movie is what it's supposed to look like.
Everything but the guy with black tape across his eyes and socks.
Right, exactly.
mm-hmm. Yeah, we're actually exposed because we don't have our uniforms on.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the real story.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But the uniforms do make it. Now, where do you find these uniforms these days?
Wherever we can.
Really?
Yeah, we always go shopping right in August, around August, when school starts.
Right.
That's when we go shopping because we know that we could find something to wear before the September school starts.
Now, let me ask you something, Gail and Roxy. Where did you study music?
We didn't.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't study music at all. In fact, I didn't have any lessons. I was totally self-taught. My parents, they couldn't afford it, and they just weren't into it. So I got this really cheap guitar and taught myself to play.
Wow.
With vocals. I had no vocal lessons either. I just sang.
That's pretty interesting.
For my 16th birthday, I asked my parents for a guitar, and they did buy me one, an acoustic, and I tried to play it, but I couldn't. And then when I met this guy, we started dating, and he wanted to be the next Sonny and Cher, and we went out and got guitars, and, we didn't last, but the guitar and I did.
Sounds like a story from Betty, but that's great. And you guys have been playing for a while now, in the 80s, and are you excited about this new CD?
Oh,
very much.
Because we really got it to be exactly the way we wanted, because we did everything ourselves. We produced it ourselves. Roxy and I produced it.
Oh, well, it's what you have to do out there. If you really believe in something, you have to go out there. That's why it's so important, my listeners, to buy the CD at CD Baby or on iTunes or buy even a couple of the songs will go a long way. But more important,
right.
Buy the CD, The Catholic Girls Exposed. It's a fun CD. You know, people don't give CDs out anymore as gifts, and they make such great gifts, especially if you're going to a party. And you go, here, I brought a CD.
and you
just do it that way. And but it's great that you're out there and you're producing. And, you got good quality. Where did you record this?
At Roxy's place.
Wow.
On the beach.
Yeah.
Where? At the beach?
No. I'm only in Zuma Beach, California.
Oh, all right.
Well, it's in our mind it was Zuma Beach, but it was actually
a
very, very hot kitchen with all the windows closed in the middle of the summer to get the sounds correct.
If
anybody saw the way we recorded this CD, they would not believe it, because we have gotten such compliments on the recording aspect of it, as far as a lot of people compared to our MCA record, and you know, they spent like a couple of $100 an hour, and to see what we worked with, it would be unbelievable.
I have some CDs like that I did with Tony in his closet.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
With sound effects and then tuning, and that's so great, because you can do that, and you really put the message out there that if you have the music and you want to do it, don't wait.
Yeah,
let's just do it. Let's get one song down, then we'll get another song down, and we'll just keep it going that way. And it's such a great thing that you guys are doing that. And now your drummer is. Is that like, that's a full, I don't know a lot about drums, percussions, but she's a full-on, like, the whole set and everything, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, because I've seen now bands are really trimming down in some bands.
Doreen always plays with a full set with her toms and everything.
All right. We have a
mm-hmm.
chat room open, too. I'm not sure who's tuning in here, but I will give a shout-out to two other radio shows that usually are listening by phone. And that is George Bettinger's show at the Mom and Pop Shop. Oh, I'll tell him about you. Okay, the Mom and Pop Shop. Facebook friend him, Gail.
What was his name?
It's George Bettinger, but it's called the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook.
Okay.
But that's a radio show Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m.,
okay.
The Mom and Pop Shop. And also I got to do a plug for my friend Betty Jo Tucker at Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I plug my other radio friends that listen in. And also, you know what I was thinking that last song while I was listening to that? That would be a great song for Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, yeah. It would.
You know?
It'd be perfect. Perfect
yeah.
background music.
Perfect background music. I think you guys should just send it in or send them your CD, because that is pretty, it's the whole rhythm of every time they're chasing somebody. It just
I think
we'll
take your advice on that.
I think you should.
There's a lot of Catholic girl songs that would be great for soundtracks.
And especially
uh-huh.
for these offshoot shows like his. And I know, because I've had a couple of musicians who have had their song played on his show.
Really?
And I said, well, what'd you do? Oh, we sent it in, and somebody listened, and then it got to you, got the right person. So just look, go on who produces the show
okay.
and do it that way. Now, my crazy switchboard has frozen on, but I've got a tricky way to do this, because I want to play another song. Arrgh. It's frozen on something here, but I'm going to try and trick play another song. Which one? Oh, here it is. It Doesn't Become You, and I got to be tricky with this. Here we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sneaky on that one. That's nice. I like that. That's a little, I like the harmonies in that as well.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So it's nice, and it's a little bit softer, I guess you would call
and
it.
And we got a little homage at the end to Let It Be.
I know. It's so
nice. We had to throw that in just for fun.
You have to, and that's great. So your style is it's very, very party. I don't know why I should see you more in the city. It's very party. Do you think the word Catholic girl scares them? Or
I don't know. It used to scare them. I don't know why anybody would be afraid of it anymore, considering what's out there.
I know.
It makes no sense, you know.
Oh, when like that the girl with the Friday song, that makes me crazy.
Way back when in the 80s, we were scheduled to be on Saturday Night Live. And then they got too freaked out by the whole thing and canceled us because they thought we were too controversial, if you can believe that.
Oh, yes, I can, yes. Because I was canceled many a time.
Oh, okay.
From comedy shows, I would do Speak Your Religion. I would do my interpretation of the Immaculate Conception as sung by Mary.
Oh, well, that's good. Oh.
They go, it's really funny, but we're afraid. And
brother.
Now they have everything on.
Completely.
Yeah, now you're a reality show, basically. I got hooked watching the Amish Mafia. I was snowed in this week, and it was like back-to-back, the Amish Mafia. I was like, I couldn't stop watching it. I said, are you kidding me?
I know. It's unbelievable.
So it's great. I hope you guys are going to be performing live some more. And I know you have a new video out, too. You want me to tell us about that?
Yeah, we have a video of one of the songs on the CD. It's the song is called Grounded. And that's what the video is, and it's on YouTube. Of course, you can get it there, and you can see us. It's about being grounded, whether you know literally and figuratively grounded.
which is so great. And you know, I'm going to ask you get this question a lot. But does one of you write the songs and one of you write the music, or one of you goes, I've got an idea for a song, let's write the song? How does it work, your process?
No, I'm the writer of the group. I write all the songs, mm-hmm. the words and music, and then the band, you know, contributes the parts to it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, mm-hmm. okay. So you're multifaceted there. That works out good. That works out good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And so where do you come up with these? Is this starts out as a poem, or does it start out as a song?
Usually starts out as a little piece of music, like a little bit of a chorus comes into my head. That's what usually happens. And I just hear it. I don't know where it comes from. It comes from above or somewhere, and I get it in my head, and from there I take it and flesh out the whole song.
And flesh out. And Rory, Roxy, Roxy, Rory.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Thinking, I got the Ritz, Roxy, and everything together. I was like, at the Ritz, Rory, Rory was the other theater. And the, but anyway, Roxy, do you ladies have any children?
I don't.
I do.
Okay, and what do they think of the Catholic girls?
Oh, they love it. I have one. I have a daughter, and she's now 23, and she's a drummer herself.
No way.
Yeah. Yes, and she's she's very much into the music.
Oh, that's terrific.
Exactly.
Growing up with a rock mom must have been a very interesting life.
I know. Well, when she was in high school, actually, the Catholic girls played every year at her to benefit the school.
Oh, that's terrific.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That is terrific, and it's so great that. And I'm hoping we're going to see you live again. Where can they get the CDs? Please announce that.
They can get it at CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, or at our website, which is www.thecatholicgirls.net.
And there's so many songs. I've only played a couple because we don't want to give it all away. Do you mind if I play Grounded?
No, no, feel free.
No, go ahead.
Is that okay? Cause Grounded will be, by the way, so you're the featured band of the day on my show, so you can tell people you were the featured band.
Oh, thank you, Nancy.
Because I didn't have any other band on. The featured one. So let me see if I could trick Grounded into playing here. Here we go.
I've been grounded, grounded, grounded.
Wow. I got to say, that's a hit.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
That is a hit. That is great. I got to say, that is just everything about that song is terrific.
I
love the harmonies. I love the smoothness. I love hearing just when the finger goes across the chord, where the metal meets the finger, and it goes eek like that. I love that part. That's a great song. Very nice, and a little. It's not as hard, you know, like rock. I don't know how to describe that song.
It's a little more like a moody pop song, kind of.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
It's nice because it's got a nice flavor to it. In mm-hmm. that, wait a minute, this is just slightly different enough, you know, just slightly different enough to be. Wait a minute, let me listen to this. What is this? That's
uh-huh.
great. I wish you a lot of luck with that song. That is terrific. Oh, another radio show just popped into the chat room, the Steve Mendoza Show. Steve, you're late. Okay, but Steve.
He was grounded, that's why.
He was grounded, that's
right.
why. He's another radio show, and I don't know, do you know a Troy Shadow? He just popped into the room.
No.
All right, and then you've got some mystery guests in the chat room. They pop in and out during the show just to see who's in the chat room. So it's a whole big thing. The switchboard froze up, so I had a sneaky way of getting your songs on.
Okay.
Grounded
maybe,
is good. Grounded.
Maybe the celebrity guy snuck in the
chat celebrity
maybe
guy?
Maybe he did.
Yeah, because he heard you talking about him. But the I think Grounded is definitely, that's going to be a hit. That just stays in my mind.
Uh-huh.
That's when I'll be going, you know, it's very Quentin Tarantino-ish.
Oh, there you go.
From Django. It would go good there, too, Mr. Tarantino, if you're listening. Okay, can you believe it? We're down to the last minute.
Okay.
You don't hear
wow.
that English lady coming on and announcing 60 seconds. Is it only in my ear? I'm hoping.
yeah, we don't hear it.
Yeah.
No.
It's called 60 seconds. In my thing. So listen, ladies,
seconds.
The Catholic
right.
Girls Exposed, CD Baby, iTunes, go to their website, www.thecatholicgirls.com.
.net.
.net. Think fishnet stockings. .net.
That's it.
And check out their new CD, Steve Mendoza. Check out their new CD. Maybe play one of their songs on your show. Troy Shadow, I don't know who you are in the chat room, but thank you for joining in. Today on the George Benton Show, which starts in about 15 minutes, will be Michelle Leonard. Will be on the show from John Boy.
That's
the
right, the Waltons, yes.
So thank you, ladies. That's on the Mom and Pop Shop, Facebook, him, girls, ladies. And
yes,
thank you
do.
So much for being guests on the show and taking 45 minutes out of your hectic schedule. I think I'm overwhelmed with Grounded. I'm just overwhelmed.
Oh, well,
I can't tell
you.
I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. I really, really mean it. I
and
love
thank you
that
for
song.
Having us on. Thank you for having us on the show.
And this
thank
show will remain, it's not just a live show, it's live now, but it will remain archived. You can embed it, download it, just put up the link. Still, people can, if they missed it, they can still listen to it, and it stays up on the internet,
all right.
So people can come and listen
that
to it.
That is great.
And
fabulous.
The Catholic
thank
Girls
you.
Exposed, get their new CD. I highly recommend it. I'm Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Our guests have been Gail Peterson and Roxy Anderson, and
right.
a big shout out to Doreen Holmes, who couldn't be here today, but Catholic Girls Exposed. Get it now. Thank you, ladies.
Okay,
thank you, Nancy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What great guests they were, everybody. Go out and get their music. I mean, how fun was that? Well, it's come to the end of the show. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio, The Catholic Girls Exposed. You know what I say to that?
Yeah!
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day. Bye.